Welcome to the Realms of Spirit radio show, hosted by Rachel Park Delaney. In today's show, you'll be listening to Rachel and a special guest as they delve into the realms of spirit, connecting with your loved ones on the other side. So call in now on 760-283-4611 or Skype us. It's free. And now, here is your host, Rachel Park Delaney.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Realms of the Spirit radio show. Tonight, we're doing something a little different, where it's mainly about development of our energies. And I'm joined tonight by my wonderful co-host, Psychic Shelley. And as the same as me, we have had a lot of experience with energy being taught by spirit, and I would like to bring her in. Good evening, Shelley.
Hi, Rachel. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, we're still here. We're still here. I tell you something, it doesn't seem like it's been a couple of weeks since I did the last show. It really has gone quickly.
Time flies so quickly. They just seem to, one finishes and the next one seems to be here.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, now you do a lot of work with energy yourself, don't you? Shelley, where are we? Hello, Shelley, are we back online? Okay, what we're going to do is, Shelley is obviously, she's been having some technical difficulties, having to use a different computer. So if she's gone, she will be back. It's just a little glitch. But anyway, we'll carry on until Shelley is able to come back. Let me explain what we're going to do tonight. What we're going to do is discuss how energy works. Each of us has our own personal energy field, and the energy within it relates to everything that we do. If we are in a very positive energy, we attract positive energy. And if we're in a very low energy, it's not difficult. You attract a lower energy. I think she's coming back in. Not quite yet. Okay, we'll carry on. What we're going to do is discuss energy, and later on in the show, we will be taking calls from people who want to see how and where their energy is at the moment. A lot of us who go through personal problems have a very heavy energy, and it needs to be lightened up. We take on so much of other people's negativity and things that they don't really, how can I put this? We take on the stuff from the people around us. Unless we know how to protect our own energy, we draw that into ours, and that makes ours heavy. So even if you're in a room, when you go in there and you feel the atmosphere, that's the energy people are emitting.
Right, Rachel, can I come in here? I do apologize.
Yes,
I lost the connection for a while there. I do apologize. I lost my microphone and headphones. So I do apologize. I missed what you actually said.
That's perfectly fine. While you were gone, I was just explaining to people that we are going to discuss how to use our own personal energy, how to pull back our energy, how to cleanse the energy, and how to use it in the most positive way for our higher selves and for our personal everyday use. Yeah. And that later on in the show, we will be taking calls from people, anyone who has a question about energy, their energy, people around them, how to keep away the negative energy and keep your own energy cleansed and in a positive state. And also, see where their own personal energy is going, because a lot of people, when they're doing readings, if they're doing it purely on a psychic basis, it is picking up the energy that is around them within their aura. It's only when we move on to the clairvoyant and the clairs and the mediumship that we work outside of that, because we're working with the spirits that are around that energy.
Yeah, I agree entirely. I mean, the energies of an individual, you can, to a degree, not manipulate them, but you can make your energies better, you know, by doing a lot of looking at your inner self, looking at where you feel that you fall down. And it is all about lessons. But I mean, the energies are incredibly, incredibly real, because we are all an energy. If we weren't, you know, then why do we give off heat? If you take the very, very basics of things, you know, inside we are an energy, our soul is an energy. And it's about looking at within, at ourselves first, before we look at other people and judge them. Let's deal with ourselves first. But then once we've done that, then that is when we go to help others. And how we can as you say, not use those energies, but be guided by those energies to manifest better things around us. I'm not on about material things. You know, I'm on about the things that really matter. Relationships, friendships, the caring side of people. And it's all about bringing all of that together. But you're quite right. You need to keep your energies cleansed. You need to keep yourself grounded. And you need to really look at yourself first.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. I mean, even within quantum physics and the science side of things, it is recognized everything is made of energy. The denser energies that we have around us come in the form of tables, chairs, houses, bricks, mortar. Those are very slow vibrational energies, whereas we are a very faster energy. But with spirit communication, which is what we do, that energy needs to be even faster, because the energy of the spirits that are around us need to lower their vibrations, their energy, molecule movement, so much to connect with us. And we have to raise ours up. Now, when that's flowing, it's perfect, because you're in synchronicity, you're in harmony. The things that are, you know, good things that are meant to happen in your life come so easily. The little stresses that we make so big on a day-to-day basis suddenly become very unimportant.
Yeah, that is so true. Yeah, I mean, if you and I look at our own private personal journeys, how we think now and the things that worry us now to 10 years ago are completely different. In fact, I'd go to say to you, I worry about very little apart from like my children, my partner, my animals, you know, my parents. It's people I love that I worry about. I don't worry about that gas bill dropping through the door. You know, I don't worry about material things because they're not important. Yes, we have bills to pay. The universe will provide if we work for it. But, you know, the things that are important are people, connections, relationships. You know, if we can go to bed at the end of the day saying we've done the best that we can do today, then we can wake up smiling.
You know, but I totally agree with that.
Yeah, it's cleansing those energies. It's making sure that you come in from a good place of integrity. And if you embrace life like that and realize that the energies that are around you, you have a choice what to do with them. You can either stay in a negative energy or you can be pulled through into a positive energy. And it does take work.
Of course it does.
Nothing comes easily. But as you go into that energy, and once you embrace into what I call the psychic energy, into the spiritual way of life, there will be no going back, because you won't want to.
Yes. I mean, I have to admit, through my own personal experience, I mean, it has been a very long and treacherous road. But I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and they were saying, and everyone I meet, all they keep saying is, oh, I've had such a hard life. I've had such a hard life. And I said, everyone's had a hard life one way or another. I said, the way I look at it now, if someone would say anything, I said, actually, I've had a good life. In fact, I've had a great life. Because every single thing that has happened to me, whether it be good or bad or indifferent, has brought me to the place and the person that I am now. And I wouldn't change that for the world. So no matter what events happen, you can take all of that energy and put it into one big positive force.
Yeah, I think I can be annoyingly positive, though, because, I mean, if somebody said to me, oh, I broke a leg today, I'd say, it's okay, you've got another one. You know, I mean, I take it to the extremes. But it's so true. You know, if you focus on the negative, and, I call it a pity party, who is that helping? You're definitely not helping yourself. But if you actually pull yourself up out of that, you know, and focus on the positive things, you know, and you're right, all of us have been through really tough times, financial problems, broken relationships, divorces, loss of homes, loss of jobs, physical health problems. All of us, I think, and I always say this when I'm reading as well, anybody aged over the age of 25 has had their heart ripped out to shreds. You know, so we've all had those emotional problems, but it's what you take from that. It's what you learn from it. You can either choose to sit there and do nothing, or you can choose to move forward in life, embracing what life gives you. You know, because yes, life is tough, and nowhere in the rule book does it say it's going to be easy. But by the same token, we do have pleasures, and those are what you have to focus on. You know, the love, the relationships, lovely food for a start. You know, all the simple things in life that bring you the pleasure of nature. Nature is a wonderful place to get out into and feel what I call the animal energies and the nature spirits.
Yeah.
You know, and I always go to, if ever I'm upset, and I mean really upset, I'll go and stand by the sea, because this water is very cleansing in itself. Nature cleanses you. if you allow it to. You know, and it's all about thinking outside that box. It's about actually realizing that we're only on this planet because the planet allows us to be here. You know, let's not get this wrong here. You know, the planet isn't here because we put it there. The planet is here, and from that we take our energy. So it's about looking after the whole picture, not just one little part of it, but you start with by looking after yourself and cleansing yourself, and then the rest just flows. The rest just flows. Well,
this is it. I mean, I say to a lot of people, we are responsible for our own journey. We are not responsible. I mean, obviously, we look after our children and prepare them the most we can for worlds with positive, good, solid outlooks and firm foundations. But at the end of the, you know, at the end of the day, everyone has their own journey to make, and our own personal one, our own personal experiences, those are the ones that are we're going to look back on. What we accomplish in this life and using the energies that are around. I mean, for instance, I have a lot of people who come in to me and they say, I go to work, I come home, I feel drained, I can't do anything, I feel unproductive, because they're not cleansing those energies. A simple bath doesn't, it cleanses the body. It doesn't necessarily cleanse the energies. You know, throw some sea salt in and you're getting there.
Yeah, I think it's also about people learning to quieten in their mind, yeah? I mean, there's a couple of things I say to people. I mean, because to me, maybe I simplify spiritualism too much for some people, but to me, it doesn't have to be difficult, you know? And I give people a couple of things to do, spiritual things, you know, to cleanse their insides, to cleanse their energies. But before you know, you've got to get rid of them negative energies. And if you see, it's all great, go for it. But this is about actually, it's literally like sending down a cleansing light through the top of your head to your feet, bring it back up, and out it goes. But you send those negative energies back to Mother Nature to make something good. And then you protect yourself. Yeah. You know, and it really is just simply keep your energies high, keep them cleansed. You've got to look after your body, of course. Don't abuse your body, you know, but you've got to also look after what I call your soul.
Yes.
Because, you know, your body holds the soul, but it's your soul that makes you who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, even when we leave our physical body, we still retain our soul, our spirit. I mean, something that I was reading the other day about the characteristics, how when as mediums, we bring spirits of the ones, loved ones who have passed over. Now, when they appear to us, as when they were here, the same sort of clothes, the same sort of conditions, the same sort of look. When we pass over, we don't change how we look or anything like that to begin with, because in our mind, and everything is created by our mind, we're still the same. We haven't moved on from that.
Yeah. You know, that is just so right. That's so right. I mean, but it's also, if I'm connecting on a mediumship level, excuse me, the thing that gets me is because the energy of love that comes from people, I sometimes end up in tears, you know, because the energy of love. So even all the emotions are an energy, you know, so it's not just about the physical, well, like the photon energy of us, of our souls, you know, it's about the energies of the emotions that these people still retain. They're still the same people. They just haven't got a body to stand in.
Well, exactly. I mean, if we're talking about emotions and the physical body, I mean, we are mostly water. So if you think of what water is a very, it's full of emotions. It can either be powerful and destructive or very calming and soothing. Yeah. We still hold those emotions. We still hold that type of energy. It's just that when we're in our physical body, you know, this is what we're using to get around. So we have to look after it, and we have to make sure that it's only positive energies that we're holding in our aura, in our energy field. Yeah. And that can be really difficult sometimes. Now, from your point of view, I mean, I know I keep mine fairly simple. I do it every morning. I do it every night. And I do it whenever I feel that I'm going somewhere where I don't necessarily feel that there's a lot of positive energy. Now, what do you do to cleanse your energy?
Okay, what I do, meditation is a great way of doing it, you know, working with spirits to ask them to help cleanse your energy. But a really quick and simple one is you actually, you know, you shut out all the outside world, completely shut it out, you know, so you in your mind's eye, but you ask the universe, I ask them to send down the blue and violet light of cleansing. And I ask it to literally come through the top of my head, go to my toes and fill me up like a glass, you know, with this energy. Take it back out the top of my head, and then return it to Mother Earth to produce something positive. But if I'm going somewhere There is. I mean, I love crystals. You know, I don't work with crystals. I do know some people do. I don't. But I do love crystals. And there's one called a shakutite crystal. And this crystal, apparently they call it the witch's crystal, because it just repels all nastiness. And the first time I touched this crystal, I felt my hand was on fire. You know, I just picked this crystal up and it was, whoa, okay. And so if I'm going somewhere, there's going to be like, if I'm doing a house cleansing or something like that, shakutite goes along with me. You know, so there are those things for protections, but also it cleanses the energies. I mean, but if I'm really feeling that I need some really good deep cleansing, I'll actually go to a Reiki healer.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, I love Reiki. I really love it. I'm very fortunate to know quite a few good Reiki masters, shall we say. So we barter, you know, I'll give you a reading, you give me a bit of Reiki.
It's good that way.
Yeah, it is. You know, one of the perks job, I suppose. But the actual Reiki, I feel, is, you know, it's spiritual healing. It's spiritual cleansing. It doesn't matter whether you think it's where it's from, because some people think, oh, spiritual healing is different to Reiki. No, it's not. It's all coming from the same source.
Yeah.
It's like faith healing. It's all coming from the same source. But if it works, don't question it. But I just know after a session of Reiki, I am just feeling on top of the world. On top of the world, you know. So if I'm struggling to cleanse any negativity out away from me, because you know yourself as well, you know, all psychic, we all feel it at times, but a lot of psychic people are very sensitive to the energies. To the point of, I mean, I know, I've known it's happened to myself in the past, whereby I haven't been able to go into a large supermarket or a large place without being bombarded with these energies, you know. It's not bad now at all, but it used to be the case. But, you know, a session of Reiki cleanses me completely, puts my chakras back in balance, because that's very important that we keep those in balance and keep them cleansed. And then, you know, away I go again. But I don't cleanse daily, I must confess. I'm not as good as you. I'm not that regimented. But I probably do it every 3 or 4 days. You know,
well, I would imagine that naturally as you're working, when you finish, you have thoughts of the energies being dispersed away from you anyway.
Yes. I'm going to say yes and no to that. Yes, I am very much aware of like my guide and spirit stepping back, but it's not like I have to say to them, right, go away now.
Yeah.
You know, they all step back naturally. And it's just the room I work in, I think I've told you before, I work in, I've got my 4 pooches in there with me, all very calm and quiet, but it's a very peaceful room anyway. So I feel the actual energies of this room are very peaceful. And, you know, there's nothing negative comes in here because it's simply not allowed.
Yes.
You know, so it's a case of that's where I work, that's my sort of spiritual place, if you want. Not by design, but by default. So, yes, I hear what you're saying. So, yes, they step back, but I don't actually have to ask them to go and I don't have to do much cleansing. If I've had a really traumatic reading, because sometimes readings can be quite traumatic for the reader as well as the person I'm reading for, you know, then I will. That's when I'll cleanse myself, you know, because obviously you take on so much of the other person's, because you're giving them healing. As you give, you take away from them.
Yes.
You know, so you have, and that is a spiritual healing coming in. Everybody who gets a psychic reading at a high level will receive some form of healing. People say to me that after reading with me for about 3 days, they feel really fantastic.
But you'll have to give me a reading so I can feel really good every day.
Okay, deal. Do it.
Excellent. Now, I totally agree. I mean, one of the things that used to really annoy me in the beginning, what you say about the supermarkets, is I used to go and walk up and down the aisles, and I used to get such intense pain in my head as I was walking past certain people. And I'd be like, whoa, okay, you need to cleanse. I mean, I never actually said it to them, but I was thinking it. And it takes a long time when you're sensitive. I mean, you're the same as me. We're both empathic. So we pick up on people's emotions and feelings and how they actually feel physically as well as emotionally. And it can be quite a big thing to take on.
You have to learn to control it, don't you, Rachel? You have to learn to almost shut that part of it down when you're going about what I call your human life.
Yes.
You know, you can't go around like that 24/7 because you'd just be a quivering wreck. I mean, in the early days, if you know, she used to drag my kids out of bed early in the morning. Come on, we go to shopping, and they have known me. If I left it too late, literally abandon the trolley in the aisle and walk out. because I just couldn't cope with the energies. Didn't happen very often. Yeah, doesn't happen very often, you know. But as you get stronger, as you learn more how to deal with the energies, because they can be really intense at times.
Yes.
Learn to a degree, like you hear of psychics opening up and shutting down, yeah? So the term is you shut yourself down so you can live that human life. But it doesn't take it away completely.
No, there's always remnants of it. You can't shut, when you live in a spiritual life, when you are working it and you are living it and it's, you're involved in it all the time, you cannot completely close down because your energies are always running at such a high level.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, you know, the good thing, I suppose, about it is that once people get to know you, they know that you're not sat there reading them all the time. And I mean, that's always a fear. You know, they're always looking at their energies. What's the tea for me? Now she's having a cup of tea. You know, it's...
What's my mind saying now? Can you read it? It's like, no. I don't ever need your mind.
I think the message is to people is look at your own energies first. You know, learn how to cleanse those. Look at the energy, because you are an energy, so look at within yourself that you feel you need to develop, be it on a what I call a human level, you know. Do I like material things? Am I too money orientated? Am I greedy? Am I too hooked up on fame, fortune? So look at your negative sides. Look at your negative sides first and be totally honest with yourself and do what you take one at a time. Don't take them all because we'll all have more than one. You know, I mean, so I used to be really egotistical and arrogant, and I used to be really not money orientated, but I thought that the job that I did defined who I was, when actually that was completely wrong. You know, who I am comes from within me, not what I do. So it's about taking those bits of you, looking at that energy within yourself, developing that and seeing what you can do to, you know, tone it down, make it better. Or if you don't want to do anything with it, then you won't develop. It's really that simple.
It is. I mean, if you want to move on and make the energy that you live with do something productive for you, make things in life flow a lot easier for you, then you the whole honesty thing, that is such a big thing, because people, everyone knows when they're doing something wrong, there is that little bit inside of them that says, hey, we know what you're doing is wrong, but you're still going to go ahead and do it anyway, aren't you?
Yeah.
And they don't listen to their own inner self, and it's their inner self that's screaming to them, listen to me, because we can see where you're going wrong here.
That's right. I mean, if you take, and once you've sort of done that and you've kept yourself, you know, inside cleansed and you've addressed it, none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect, you know. Even you and I, every day, there's the little facets of our personality that we'll have to sort of tone back a little bit, you know, thinking, okay, that wasn't right.
Yeah.
I think we both know where I'm coming from on there.
Yes. But, oops, inner voice spoke again.
That's right. You know, then you look at the energies of others and how you interact with those. What is it about your two energies together that makes it good, makes it bad, makes it indifferent? You know, and it's also about, but there's other types of energies, and this is where it gets complicated. And those are the energies that I'm on about. It's like, it happened tonight, I thought about somebody. Well, as the phone rang, I thought, I know who that is. And it was, yeah? So it's that kind of energy as well, interacting on a very psychic and energetic level.
Exactly. I mean, even this evening, you rang me, and I was literally thinking about you 2 minutes previous to that.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and it's and you probably find a lot of listeners out there will actually identify what I'm saying there. They'll think about somebody and they'll either see them or they will hear from them later that day. That is all about your connecting with a higher energy. You're picking up, you know, it's like the clairvoyance bit, I suppose, really, isn't it? You know, you're going into the clairs then. Now, everybody can do this. It just is what level you choose to develop it to. Also, what level you are meant to develop it to. Not everybody is meant to be a reader. Not everybody's meant to be a healer. But there's many facets to the spiritual world where people can fit in very, very easily.
I mean, I personally think that it's about level of awareness. I mean, obviously, the more aware you are, the more able you are to be able to connect with the other realms, the spirits, the guides, the loved ones. And then, you know, most people do go on to do readings for friends and, you know, and the people around them. But the whole point of the whole raising of the energies is to make us more aware, to open our eyes so that we can see from a different perspective. Because a lot of people look with blinkers. They're not seeing the full picture. And if they step back from their situation and look how the energies worked between the people that are around them, they would gain so much information because all of the answers we're searching for, we already have within us.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's just listening to ourselves and knowing that our bodies, our energies are always going to support us. They're always going to put us exactly where we're meant to be at that time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think one of the things that as well people should, you know, I'm not telling people what to do, but take on board is the fact that if your gut is screaming something at you, listen to it.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Listen to it. Now, I'm not on about people's own paranoia, because we can all have that little aspect to us, yeah? And I'm mm-hmm. not on about people's fears, because we all have that aspect to us as well. I'm on about when something is so clear to you, you may not have any proof, you may not have anything tangible to hold on to, but when something is so clear to you, listen to it.
Yeah.
That is your own energy, your higher self talking to you. And you don't ignore yourself. You don't ignore yourself at all. You know, and it's a case of just working with what you've got. You know, but you start with yourself and then it goes from there.
This is it.
Sorry, go on.
No, sorry, finish what you were going to say.
I was just going to say, it's all about exploring.
Yes,
exploring
it is.
To the level you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. And if people do take that journey and do take on the exploration, and I mean, they call it self-development, they call it finding themselves, people usually put a sort of on that, like, oh my gosh, they're going through a midlife crisis or something. People do this at all ages when they come to the level of, you know what, I don't like the way things are right now, and it's up to me to change me. And by changing me, I change the situations and the energies around. On that note, I'm going to take us to a commercial break, and we will be back right after this.
Ahoy, me Harry! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing and a barrel full of laughs.
Well, thank you, Captain Quincy, for that.
That was quite humorous.
Do you know what? This is the first time I've actually heard that one.
Well, it wasn't boring, I can say that much.
Quincy is not a boring man. I call him better than Google. Anything you want to know, ask him, and he has the information stored in his brain.
Yeah, I'll remember that one.
Right, what we're going to do is we have some callers on the line.
Yes.
So we're going to take a couple of calls. Let me get into the right one. We're going to take a couple of calls. And who's the first caller? The first caller is Brenda from Tennessee. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I believe you rang in before, haven't you?
I have. Yes, I have.
I thought I recognized. How are you doing?
So-so. I'm still trying to try to deal with everything. I don't really know how to explain all of this to make it a question, but I mean, I go through all this stuff about thinking about certain people, and they'll come into where I work. You know, I'll have been thinking about them that day, and they'll be into where I work. Like when the phone rings, I'll know who's on the other end. I've seen spirits, da 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 da. You know, all this kind of thing. But I really don't know how to change my energy right now after dealing with losing my husband and my son. I mean, I'm trying really hard. I put this mask on when I go to work, and most people, you know, think that I'm just fine.
But you're not.
But, you know, when I get in my car and I can just relax and be me, it's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know how to get myself to that point of where my energy can be more positive, and I can try to get myself to where I'm not crying every second of the day, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Brenda, can I come in here, sweetheart? You know, you've had an absolute tragic loss. You really have. And I think you need to cut yourself some slack here. I really, really do. Because, you know, the losses that you've experienced are the two most worst losses that anybody could have experienced. You know, and at the end of the day, you're not being negative, you're grieving. There is a big difference, yeah?
Okay.
You know, and if I can just share something with you, and I do say this to a lot of people, you know, who have experienced a loss. The best way with grief, the worst thing anybody can say to you is pull yourself together, because that's just downright cruel, yeah? And the worst thing anybody can say to you is time is a great healer. No, time isn't a great healer. What happens is your ability to cope with it increases, yeah? So every single day that goes by, even if it's by a second a day, those seconds all build up. Now, grief is like the tide, you know? I mean, the sea, I've already said it earlier, you know, top of the show, it's very, very emotional. But really, grief, it's like the tide, because when it first happens to us, those waves hit that shore one after the other after the other. It's relentless. There's no respite from it. It's there all the time. But as time does go by, that wave goes further out to sea and further. But as night meets day, Angel, that wave will hit that shore. It will keep coming back and hitting that shore. All that happens is the time between hitting that shore lessens. So what I'm trying to say to you is, it's not that you're being negative, my darling. You're grieving. The two are different. You need to cut yourself some slack here. You know, and through grief, a lot of us, our own psychic ability does increase. It does go up a level. And your son and your husband will come through to you when the time is right. So what I'll say to you,
they already have done that.
Yeah, but they'll come through again.
They have done that.
Yeah, and they will continue to.
Now, that comforts me.
Yeah, they will continue to, because love never dies. Remember I said as well, love is an energy. It's an emotion, but it's an emotional energy. Love never dies. It transcends all dimensions. So the loss that you've had is just, I'm speechless with it, because you know what? If that were happening to me, I really don't know how I would cope. But for you, my darling, grief and negativity are two different things. You will come through this, and I'm not saying you won't cry your tears the rest of your life. I still mourn the loss of my niece every single year, you know, but the time different, and the little things will make me remember her. But that is what grief is. The best advice I can give you is to be a bit kinder to yourself, allow yourself to cry your tears, and don't feel you've got to stop crying, because that's what society says. It is what works for you. And just remember that wave will keep hitting the shore, but the time between, you know, will increase.
Okay.
Also,
Go on, Rachel.
I thought you stopped. You carry on.
I was just going to say, as far as your own development is, my darling, a really good thing to do to actually prove to you, even though you know, is, you know, jot down the people you think about and see how they phone, and you begin to see a pattern, you know, a logical pattern. If you look at somebody you work with or somebody you're close to, jot it down and see if it happens. And that is you then attuning to what is the thoughts that are being given to you, as in spirit thoughts and their voices, and your own. You will learn to differentiate between the two. Because sometimes we can hear the thoughts in our head and they're our own voices, but we know they're not our thoughts. Does that make sense to you, my darling?
Yes, it does.
If you start doing that, and another good thing as well, if you're brave enough, how brave are you on actually sort of talking to spirit, even though if you can't hear them yet? The reason I say that, what you can do, if you want proof that spirit are around you, and I'll give you this because obviously, you know, you've lost your son and your husband, in a quiet room in your house, put one blank piece of paper, a white piece of A4 paper. In the middle of it, put something light, a plastic cap, a matchbox, something really light, you know, that can easily be moved. Draw around it and leave the object in the middle of the drawing on the paper. Shut the room and leave it. Ask spirit to move the object, so it will move it out of the lines, yeah, out of the drawing.
Okay.
Go back to it after a couple of days and see if they've moved it. And that does tend to bring comfort to people, to know that, you know, your husband and your son will be around.
Right. That's awesome. I'm going to try that. Even though I know that they are around me, that's still, like you say, that's like tangible proof.
Tangible, sweetheart.
You can see yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you know, but I mean,
I have been able to see my husband. I have not been able to see my son.
You will. I have no doubt about that. No doubt about that at all. You will. When the time is right.
I'm just being too hard on myself. That's what you're saying,
you
right? So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put yourself... Do you know what, sweetheart? You know... You've been through the most awful loss, and you need to be a bit easier on yourself. You really do need to be easier on yourself. Cry your tears. you know, we all grieve differently. Some people withdraw, some people cry, some people just don't even show any emotion for years later. We
right.
all grieve differently, but you need to show your emotion, and it doesn't matter who to, because it's part of you.
Okay.
And you're denying
okay.
yourself by trying
kind
to hide
it. That if you cry a lot, you know, the spirits tend to stay away from you, and
no.
you know, they can't get through because of your tears and your grief and all that. And
No. What happens there? If in not so much in the mediumship readings, which what you'd be looking for, but in certain sort of clairvoyance readings, your own emotions, especially if you're dealing with an empathic reader, they can pick up on your emotions, you know, and that can block the reader, but it shouldn't block on a mediumship level. You know,
okay.
so no, you got to cry your tears, sweetheart, you got to cry. I sat a few weeks ago, I did a charity gig, excuse me, for an animal charity, in this little caravan. It was a lovely couple of hours out, and I sat down, and this lady came into me. She just sat down, and I just held her hand, and I gave her this name, and I burst into tears. I was the one that was crying. It was her dad who'd come through, you know, and it was just so wonderful. So, you know, readers do cry with you. What I'm trying to say to you, it's okay to cry.
Okay.
It's okay to cry.
Okay, well, I can't stop the tears, so it's going to have to be okay, so...
Exactly, darling. You
yeah,
cry.
That's all they want to. It doesn't matter where I'm at or what I'm doing. So.
You cry, sweetheart. If it helps to get it out to you, you cry.
Okay.
All
God right.
Bless.
Well, thank you so very much. You've helped tremendously.
God bless, darling. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I mean, we're talking about tears and the whole grieving process. I mean, tears are there to express the emotion. So withholding them, it only ever hurts ourselves. It doesn't hurt anyone else. So I totally agree. She should just let it flow and, in a sense, cleanse the system, because that's what tears are. They're almost like a cleansing system.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're built into our body. That, you know, and I don't know about you, Rachel, but if I've had a good cry, I feel so much better afterwards.
Oh, yes. Especially, I mean, whether it be something that's totally upset us and ripped us apart and we're at desperate, you know, we're at the end of our wits, or whether it's the emotions from a movie or from a song, these are all energies that are coming in and around us, and our body reacts to those.
Shall I make you laugh?
Go on then.
I was once sat, we were reading a Barbie book to my daughter when she was very young, and I was in floods of tears in this Barbie book because it was so moving. That's how sensitive I am. You know,
the kids love it. They sort of look at you like,
oh,
Mom, really?
Oh, I know they do. They laugh at me. But my point is that if people feel they need to cry, cry. If you feel you need to laugh, laugh.
Definitely.
You know, express your emotions. Don't repress them.
Well, they say that, because I was looking into the whole issue of love and anger.
Yeah.
And the love energy and the anger energy. You know, if we have an issue or a problem with someone, it's always best to express it there and then. I mean, they say anger is as good as a good smile, because you're dealing with the issue, you finish it, you move on from it. But so many people hold all their emotions and their feelings inside and bottle up till it comes to an explosion. And when it comes to an explosion, the eruption's never got a good ending to it.
No, that's very, very true. That is very, very true. You know, if you've got an issue, you deal with it. I mean, it's like, I take it to the very simplest forms. If you've got a cut on your finger, you wouldn't let it drip and bleed everywhere, would you? You'd plaster it. You deal with it. Same with an emotional issue. Just the people are scared of dealing with them, because they're scared of maybe a relationship breaking up, not wanting to offend somebody. But what they're actually doing is they are compromising who they are by not saying something. You know, and if the other party feels that they're wrong in what they're saying, then have a good old heated argument. You're not always going to agree. You're not always going to agree with each other. But is it wrong to be different? Is it wrong to have a difference of opinion? No, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's something that's very personal, but then you respect each other's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's different doesn't mean it's wrong.
Exactly.
And it is, again, you know, I mean, anger is an incredible emotion. People do things in anger that they wouldn't do normally.
Exactly. They build up, and the force that comes out can allow them. Oh, we have puppy paws talking. The force that allows. Oh, hang on 1 second. Oh, here we go. Come on, as you go.
I know where Rachel's coming from on this. I say, Michael, we're all fast asleep at the minute, but how long for, I don't know.
Well, these two were sound asleep, but hell, no, they had to go out. That's okay. I mean, animal energy. All living things have, this is something that I've, again, this, I knew we were doing this show, but the past couple of weeks, it's almost as if spirit stepped completely back and they said, okay, you want to do a show about energy? We're going to take you to the extremes. And they did. I had nothing, absolutely. Any conversation I had, no response, ignoring me. And for 2 weeks, I have watched and seen and interacted with people, and I've seen the different energies, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the type of people I'm associating with at this precise moment. This is not good. This is not me. So there was a lot of debate, but in the end of it, I was like, no, if it doesn't make me feel good, because I know when I feel good, it's because my energy is moving in the right direction.
Yes.
If it feels off, as I call it, then it's, I know there's something not right here.
Yeah.
So when you start to know your own energy and you believe in yourself, then you could say, this situation is not good for me. I'm going to step away from it and I'm going to put myself into a different situation that is good for me. If everyone used that instinct, there'd be, it would take away so many issues and problems.
And also, you're talking about animal energies, you know.
Mm.
I'll have a private conversation with you about something you might be interested in doing a show on later. But
okay.
Animals have energies, you know. And it's one of those things, like with my dogs. I mean, I love all animals. I had a cat that was nearly 22 that died earlier this year, who came to visit me the other night, you know. It was absolutely lovely.
I love when you do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my old dog, Barker Boy, he still comes to see me. And that's lovely. I actually felt him by me the other night when I was in bed. Wonderful. But dogs will pick up on energies as well. If your dog is sat there barking at something in a corner that you can't see, he's trying to tell you something.
Most definitely.
You know, so we must never ignore what the animals show us. Never. Because, you know, they are very, very sensitive to the spirit and spirit world.
Well, I mean, animals work on a higher vibration because although they are still energy forms, they haven't got the consciousness and the intelligence that we do to make choices and decisions. Animals are basically go on instinct. They can learn tricks, fine, but they can't start a car, drive down and decide which directions they want to go in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's up to us to assist and look after them. And, you know, I mean, they always say if a human being is involved with an animal, it raises their awareness, it raises their vibration because of the energy connection.
Yes.
The joining.
Yeah, I think start with yourself, then look around you, and you'll see so many things. People think it's coincidence, it's not, it's synchronicity. But, you know, look at nature, look at animals, look at other people, and people who... You know, don't stereotype people, because I've known people of the biggest thugs going be the nicest people who walk the face of this earth. You know, so it's look at the person's energy and see if you want them around you. If you don't, cut them out of your life. If you do, embrace it. You know, it is about working with the energies, but it starts with yourself.
Most definitely. Right, what we're going to do, because I have people who are asking me questions in the chat room.
Okay.
But we do have someone on the line at the moment who I think we should go to first. Hello. Can I take your name? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Your name, please?
I'm Miss Paula. Hi.
Hi, Paula.
Hi,
welcome,
Paula.
Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
I spoke to Shelley recently, and she said the energies between me and my ex-boyfriend will be changing this weekend, and they have done. He's contacted me to talk about giving my stuff back, and I was wondering if Shelley could see anything.
Okay, I'll have a quick look at this. Let's have a quick look at this, my darling, for you. Right, okay. Now, he seems to be talking about energies here. He's in quite a negative energy, in so much as what that is about is he doesn't want to give too much ground, you know. But if he just wanted to get the stuff back, sweetheart, I'd just dump it on the doorstep and be gone, yeah? But he's obviously wanting that communication and that contact. What I would do here, I mean, you've got free will, you'd make your own decisions. But what you need to do here is sort of say to him, okay, yeah, we need to discuss, you know, work out something here, but use something, put a bit of positivity in there, as in, you know, it's a pity that we couldn't talk about things or we couldn't work something out. So I just need to pull him out of that negative energy. By pulling him out of that negative energy, I do feel it'd be more reciprocal to sitting down and talking to you. I always say, you know, if you've had a reading from me, no negativity, no intensity must come in, because that can blow things apart, yeah? That can blow them apart. So keep that all out. If I were you, I would maybe not respond quite yet. You know, leave it till tomorrow.
I've already responded.
Okay, well, don't panic too much about it. Don't panic too much, you know. What I'll say to you is that the reason he's made the contact is, yes, you do have to have his stuff back, but if he just wanted you to have it, he'd dump it or send it through a friend, yeah? He wouldn't need that contact, but you don't need to be psychic to work that out. What I get clairvoyantly here is we keep all negativity out, then come Wednesday, I feel, again, much, much better energies. The number 13 is significant here, be it that 1 p.m. in the afternoon or 13 hours, 13 days, I can't tell you. But the number 13 is significant. It's not unlucky for you, sweetheart, at all. Not at all. I'm going to give you a marker in time of a stag's head. I'm seeing the antlers, yeah?
Okay.
When that comes to you, much more positive energy is coming in there. Remain focused. Do not push your energy at this. I will have given you that figure of eight to do in a love reading. I know I will have done, because I'll give it to everybody in a love reading. Keep doing it, yeah? Keep doing it. And let these energies play out. I just need to give you the name Roy as well. Roy is going to come into your energies, news off contact with. I feel that's connected into work here, and I feel you're going to get an offer of something there, which I would encourage you to take a look at.
An offer to do with work?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Does that help, my darling?
Yeah, thank you.
God bless and take care.
Excellent. Thank you, Paula. Right, I have a message in the chat room from someone called Dreammaker. Now,
I love that name.
I know, it's good, isn't it? They come up with some amazing names that are, you know, Angel Dove, and they're good, you know. I like them. She's having a few issues and problems. She's upset to deal with her love life. She needs to know things between her and her boyfriend, if they're going to work out, and if he will be moving in with her soon.
Right. I'm going to say to you, you should be able to place a birthday, anniversary, family or friend, yeah? It's a significant date that only you can place. There's going to be talk of a move in October. I am middle of the month, so it's between the second and third week. But I don't actually feel that move can logistically manifest until February. That date in February you'll be able to place, it should have happened by then. Again, keep negativity out. Negativity must not be in there. He mustn't feel he's being prodded, poked or forced. And if he says no to you in the first instance, don't be downhearted. Don't feel, you know, I want him in here now. He will come when that lovely words again, time is right. But when the time is right for you and he seems to be out of sync at the moment. December holds much, much, much better energies. And I just feel if you can take that step back so he doesn't feel that he's got to do it or he's going to let you down by not doing it, he'll do it naturally anyway by February.
Mm-hmm. I'm that. Okay. I'm sure she's got the message because she's we're getting smileys and that in the chat room, which are crying their eyes out. But with what Shelley has said, you know, in any relationship, when there's these energies that are apart, if one energy is imbalanced, if you are too eager and you're pushing energy towards him, he will, it's what they call auto defense syndrome. Straight away, he's a male, the barriers go up. Let those barriers easily come down. I mean, as Shelley was saying, you know, don't respond so quickly. You know, men have a tendency, if you say, call me tomorrow, they'll usually wait a couple of days. They think, you know, either they forget or it's a game. But and relationships mainly are, in a sense, a game. But if you are contacting him and he, you know, discussing about getting together for stuff, I agree with Shelley. Let it sit a while. Don't be so eager to respond to him as soon as he sends that message. You know, they say distance makes the heart grow fonder. Put a little distance there. You know, make him think about you.
It's also about readdressing that balance, because if you've been in a relationship whereby, don't get me wrong, you can't both be 50-50 all the time. One has got to be 51, one's got to be 49. But you take it over at different aspect of the relationship, which one's going to be taking the lead. That is a balanced relationship. But if you've had the relationship whereby, you know, like if I was with somebody who was always trying to control, then you split up. You split up because it's out of balance. But then if you want to get back with that person, if they're still displaying those aspects of behaviour that caused the split in the first place, A, you've got to show them you're not going to react to them, but B, you've got to seriously consider, is this what I want?
Well, this is about
redressing that balance.
And if the same issues are there that made you break up in the first place without being readdressed, then this obviously the same thing is going to happen because you're just repeating the pattern.
That's right. You
really need to look at the relationship and why, being very honest with yourself, why the relationship broke down in the first place. And if you look at those aspects and readdress them and rebalance the energies. I mean, if one of you is giving too much or taking too much, you know, try and even that out a little bit, because with energy, everything is about give and take. If you're not giving and receiving, then it's unfair to be, you know, it's unfair on you, it's unfair on the other person. And if you're giving all the time, you'll end up burning yourself out, and that's not a good thing for anyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's also, I suppose that one of the simplest ways of describing it is that if you've had, you know, you've fallen out with your boyfriend, your husband, your partner, and you've had, you know, an almighty row and you've split up. When you split up, if you just imagine this fog around you both, neither of you can see the wood for the trees. You've got to wait for that fog to go to ground level before you're in any space to talk. You've got to wait for all the negativity to calm, because if all that's going to happen is if you go into a negative energy, it's you're just going to blow it all up again. You know, so you're better off waiting for everything to be calm, and then you can talk at, you know, a good level. But it's also about, yes, balance, but if you truly firmly believe that there's an aspect in somebody that they can't control, you are what you are at the end of the day, but we can choose to control behaviour. If you feel they can't control it, then you have to give consideration, do I walk away? Because you're just going to go back to where you were. You know, but with the energies, it's all about a learning curve. And if you've looked at yourself first, then you do, not judging others, you know, you don't judge others, but once by looking at you in yourself, then it makes it much easier to look at others and see what they're like inside.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And I know that Dreammaker has lost her sound, but she will be able to listen to everything that Shelley said on the archives, which come up directly after the show. So I hope you don't miss out on that one, sweetheart. I do believe Paul is going to be telling her. All right, we have another question. And this is coming, he doesn't want his name known, but okay. This person is having issues that he keeps having women coming into his life. He's looking for that special one from what I'm reading. And there's so many different women coming into his life and he's getting awfully confused. There's they're all beautiful, you know, they're all very similar, but he's lost. He keeps blocking it because he doesn't know which one it is.
Right, okay, and he's complaining, bless him.
Okay, I know.
I guess. Right, okay. What I'm going to say about that is you, at some subconscious level, are not wanting to get involved with these women because they're simply not right. You will know when the right one comes along. You will most definitely know. Now, if you are attracting what I call the wrong type of person for you, then you've got to look at why you're attracting that kind of wrong person. Is it the places where you go to meet them? Is it how you meet them? Is it how you portray yourself? You know, but if you're looking for that one special person, please believe me when I say they will find you. You will be put together in the most bizarre of circumstances without you even looking. So it's a case of look where you're looking at these women, look where you're meeting, look how you portray yourself. And if you actually see something in them, which I do strongly suspect you're going to, that is a pattern developing, break the pattern and you'll find that special one. But if these ladies are around you, if none of them are actually coming forward properly, that means they are not the right one.
I totally agree with that.
So just look at your own behaviour there. I just keep saying, I've got to just give him this. I know he doesn't want to give his name, but I just want to say to you, my guide keeps saying to me, when you hear, and this will make you smile, when you hear the words hoochie mama, that is when, I know I smiled when he said
it
to me.
I love it.
That is when you will find the very, very special lady. You like them quite slim. You like them quite petite. And that is who I see coming to you. She is blonde haired, but she makes her hair fairer. But she's very petite, blonde, intelligent lady. She does wear glasses, but she likes to wear contact lenses as well. Just wait for those words. Hoochie mama, lady will be there.
Yeah, that, I mean, if that's going to be a marker, what a marker to have, really.
He just kept saying it to me. I thought, I've got to give it, otherwise we'll just keep on about it.
Oh, I think that's absolutely excellent. I credit where credit's due.
Oh, bless you. It'll be fine.
A question for you. Do you read Pets?
Yes and no. It's an ambiguous answer. If I'm told anything in a reading about a pet, I give it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have animals coming to me? Yes, I do. But they always come in with a person.
Mm-hmm.
And the person speaks for the pet. So it's one of those things that hit and miss. You know, it really is hit and miss. Sometimes I'm shown, sometimes I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Because as with my the way I work, and I don't know if it's the same with other mediums, I've never actually asked them the question, but if an animal comes into me, they come into me with a human, you know, with
yeah.
a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say yes when they come into me, but it is not the done deal that they will come into me. However, in saying that, when people have asked me about pets, I will normally be able to give an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not actual mediumship reading with the pet, it's with the person who's with the pet.
Okay. Is that okay, we're good with that. I mean, I have to admit my own mother, I mean, she has dogs and animals that come through, and you know, it's great to see them and communicate with them. I actually do talk to her husky, Misha, highly intelligent dog, very much of an attitude. And I was telling my mum all the things that Misha was seeing, because Misha sees spirits. When I had her at my place, she was going crazy all the time. Mum couldn't understand it until I explained it to her.
Yeah.
But I told her exactly what Misha does, where she sits, where she looks when she sees people, what she thinks about my mum, what she thinks of even about her own food. You know, she's very much sort of a very, I'm the one in charge and everyone here is to facilitate my needs. So communicating with animals, I think is absolutely wonderful. I mean, we sit here and the animals do things. And you know the programs they have where the people talk what they think the animals are going to say? We sit there doing that.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant spirit animals. Actual animals as in
life now. Animals that are dead. I mean, as mediums and that, we deal with animals when they come in. Say, oh, you know, and this dog comes through and it usually comes with someone and a message, yes. But the animals that are down here.
Yeah, I can tend to, I mean, I've got four, so I'm very much in tune. Well, we all are in tune with these four little things here. But, I mean, I'll give you an example. I went to somebody's house once, and they'd got a beautiful, beautiful German Shepherd, and I just said to them, he's ill, he needs to go to the doctors now, well, the vet, yeah, now. Because what I saw was a cancerous growth inside this dog's belly, and he did. He'd got a massive tumour, and he died, bless him. You know, so, but there's also, I'll say, oh, and my other half's quite good at this. He'll say, oh, he's got a sore leg. But, you know, he's limping, but the problem's not in his leg, he's on his back, and he'll give him healing on his back. You know, he does things like that. So it's really interesting question. And I think that because we do go at a higher level, that's why we're more in tune with them.
Yes, I totally agree with that. All right, well, what we're going to do is let everyone know that we will be holding a we're going to hold a monthly show of this. We're going to do different topics, different subjects, and see where we can go with this. And I would like to say to Shelley, my wonderful co-host, this is our first show together as co-host, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is indeed.
And I think it's gone quite well. I want to do say thank you for joining me tonight, as you will every month. I'll let you say goodbye as well. And then we are going to say goodnight, say goodbye, and wish everyone a pleasant evening.
Good night, everyone. God bless and take care of yourselves.
Until the next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
To catch Rachel and a special guest again next week, don't forget to tune in every Sunday to the Realms of Spirit radio show at 10:30 p.m. in the UK, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch Rachel at www.whispering-souls.co.uk or Facebook under Rachel Park Delaney.